T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I call it stealing. You say it's justified. I don't know. You guys decide the official verdict in this case.
The Judgment Zone.
Stealing is a harsh word.
Well,
stealing is illegal.
I think that's what this should be. That's why I'm bringing it up in court. I really see it. I can't see any other side of this. I really see it as harsh as the word sounds. I feel like you're stealing from your kids.
As exaggerated as it is sounding, it's not. You have a dependent on your taxes. You qualify for a stimulus. Sandy thinks it's a jerk move if you receive
that money.
Yeah, instead of the kid getting the money to the kid.
So you know how you get, everything's still up in the air with the new round of stimulus checks that are coming in. But let's say you get a stimulus check, and you know how they give for each individual in the house, including the kids. Okay, so now your kid gets a stimulus check, but your kid's not living with you. They're living with ma, they're living with dad, they're living in an apartment on their own. For you to take that money and not give it to them, is that jerk or justified?
Justified.
Side note, they're not getting a check because you already received it under their name.
Justified.
I think that's stealing.
It's plain and simple. The line is drawn at you are claiming them as a dependent. That is your money.
Black and white, yes, but they need it more than you do. You are the parent. They are a struggling 20-something-year-old.
Who
and the
said
government
that?
Is. In my hypothetical world,
okay,
any 20-something-year-old is struggling. They're just starting out.
Oh, sure. Okay, so what do you call it? 222-2899. Is it jerk or justified, huh?
Oh, my God. Another money thing?
It's all about money.
I think that is justified.
Yeah, I mean it. I mean, you know how much I pay for a family health plan, and he's not even living in my house.
Oh yes, I do. I'm right with you. So, I'd like to know where Sandy gets her $1,400 because you only get $600 a person. So, where are you getting the $1,400?
No, you know the new round of stimulus. I mean, it's not. This is all a hypothetical.
This is the new one. This is the new one that Biden's proposing. The $1.9 trillion.
So they and it's not nothing solidified. Who knows if it's going to come to fruition? Who knows how much the kids are? We're creating a hypothetical. Dollar amounts aside, if the money is coming in and it's for the kids, but yet your kid doesn't live there. So here he's not going to get a check. He's a young kid, doesn't have as much money. He's not getting a check because dad is keeping it. You think that's justified?
I do, because he's going to probably take that money and pay for some of his stuff already. So,
Okay, no more fighting. Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Jerk justified.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think you're totally justified to keep the money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sandy is weird about money. She's weird about money.
I'm sorry. It's just, like, even if he doesn't live with you, if you still claim him as a dependent, you're still paying for his stuff. That's going back to you because you pay for his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your kid is not going to get that money. Say you have an older kid that doesn't live there. Now they're not getting any money because you got it and you kept it. But yet, you have a more established career than your 20-something-year-old.
My 20-something-year-old.
If he is still claimed as a dependent, he doesn't need that money.
Right.
Once he is established enough to claim himself as his own dependent,
he doesn't
need that money. But right now, he doesn't need it.
Okay.
Thank you. See?
I will debate if he needs it or not. I think every 20-something-year-old needs money, but okay.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk and Josh fine.
I side with Scott.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
No, it's not their money.
It's stealing money. You are stealing money from your child.
No.
But does he do his own taxes every year? Does he put in taxes every year?
Yeah, he does his own taxes, but he's our dependent. Yeah.
We're kind of creating a hypothetical. We don't know if all of this information is
real. Yeah, it's just hypothetical.
But I'm going to side with Scott because I know what it's like to have to claim a dependent that may or may not live in your home, hypothetically.
Yeah, right.
And I get... and I totally... I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sandy. I know you're probably going to cry, but I have to.
Thank you. Sorry. Okay. I'll take it. I'm not crying.
I mean, I'm not sorry because it's right. I'm sorry because I can't side with you.
This is the sorry, not sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Hi to Buzz. Wow. Jerk Justified.
Oh, it's Justified.
I so thought it screamed stealing.
No.
How is it stealing?
Cheating.
No.
Because
if he's listed as a dependent on his taxes, the check goes to Scott, not to him.
Right.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, but you're not really paying for that kid because he's really self-sufficient as far as finances because he's living on his own. Or living with mom or whoever he's living with. He's living somewhere else. He's not living in your house.
It doesn't matter. It's who's the dependent. I thought
this whole stimulus check was to help the people who need financial help. So any 20-year-old needs financial help. So I thought that's what the point of this money was. I didn't think the point of this money was to beef up your job when you have a job. Okay. Sorry.
We're wasting it, Donzo. I don't think we can sway her.
I still say, if you think I'm giving Aiden and Delilah their checks, you're staying mistaken, Sandy.
Well, she still lives with you. It's different if they didn't.
All right. Saying, it's justified.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Are you a glutton for punishment? Do you want to take more calls?
I'm shocked. Maybe I love my children more and I'm more caring and giving as a parent. Maybe when I see money, I'm not greedy with it. I want to share it. Maybe. Sitting on the side of the jury bench by myself.
I'll take one more call. Just see if we can make you feel better. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Jerk.
Yes. Just me and you on this side of the bench. Everybody else is greedy.
But if they're your dependent, that money comes to you.
Well, have her explain now why.
Why?
Okay, so this is coming from a 23-year-old with a child.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I was 18 when I went out on my own, tried to go to college. I had my child. I was still under my parents. Mm-hmm. I had to claim, they abandoned me in order to get a dependent. So I was on my own, not living at home. They weren't helping me. Mm. My friend out in California, she's a dependent. Her parents are in New York, aren't helping her. And she doesn't get it. Obviously, she's there, but, I mean,
yeah. See? Because your parents were like Scott, greedy and taking the money that belongs to you. But you know what? You don't need it. You are doing just fine. You are a strong woman. Great mama.
Well, now I get it, thank goodness. But I could not have imagined being in the situation and my parents still getting it.
Well, now you're all set.
Do you feel bad? Do you feel bad?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You still don't feel bad.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
That's all right. You are inspiring, by the way. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
The testimony. The verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz. Your Jerk or Justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.